When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The Mistwalker of Fairhaven, 1994. Hello, you fans of the unknown and the dark. Welcome once more to Whispers from the Dark, where the veil between the known and the unknown often thins, revealing truths that challenge our understanding. Tonight, I invite you to travel with me back to a year etched in the annals of forgotten mysteries, a place where the Pacific Northwest's omnipresent mists cradled a secret that still sends shivers down the spines of those who remember. We journey to Fairhaven, Washington State, in the autumn of 1994. Fairhaven. Even the name conjures images of quaint, historic buildings nestled along the shore of Bellingham Bay, framed by the distant peaks of the North Cascades. In 1994, it was a place of burgeoning charm, a district of Bellingham, known for its Victorian architecture, its spirited community, and its fierce independence. But beneath that veneer of idyllic Pacific Northwest life, something else was stirring in the maritime air. Something ephemeral. It began subtly, as most true mysteries do. A whispered word, a fleeting glimpse, an almost imperceptible shift in the fabric of everyday life. The first reports were dismissed as tricks of the light, fatigue, or perhaps too much local cider. Fishermen returning to port in the pre-dawn hours, their boats cutting through the bay's thick, pearlescent fog, would swear they saw something moving on the water, just beyond the reach of their navigation lights. Not a boat. Not a log. Something tall. Elongated. Something that seemed to glide. The mist in Fairhaven isn't just weather. It's a character. It rolls in from the bay, an ethereal blanket that transforms familiar streets into dreamscapes, muffling sound, distorting perspective. It was this mist that became the canvas for the entity they would come to call the Mistwalker. Old Man Hemlock, a retired tugboat captain with a weathered face and eyes that had seen more storms than most men had hot dinners, was perhaps the first to truly articulate what he'd witnessed. He lived in a small, clapboard house on the hillside overlooking the bay, his days spent watching the maritime traffic. One blustery October morning, the fog was so dense you could barely see your hand in front of your face. Old Man Hemlock was on his porch, sipping coffee, when he swore he saw it. A figure, indistinct, tall, yet impossibly slender, seeming to drift along the shoreline, neither walking nor floating. It moved with a serene, almost inhuman grace, swallowed by the mist as quickly as it appeared. He described it as being woven from the fog itself, its form shifting, coalescing, then dissolving back into the vapor. At first, the locals chuckled. Old Man Hemlock had a reputation for embellishment, and the fog played tricks on everyone. But then, others began to see it. Not just the fishermen, but early morning joggers on the South Bay Trail, dog walkers near Boulevard Park, even a couple of bewildered teenagers sneaking out after curfew. Their accounts were eerily similar. A tall, shadowy figure, indistinct, seeming to move through the mist rather than upon solid ground. No sound, no footprints, just the silent, spectral presence. The story spread like wildfire, carried on the very whispers from the dark that give this podcast its name. Fairhaven in 1994 didn't have the instant global connectivity of today. News traveled by word of mouth, by community newspapers, by hushed conversations over coffee at Tony's Coffee and Espresso, or a pint at the Old Town Cafe. and as the stories accumulated, a distinct pattern emerged. The Mistwalker only appeared in dense fog. It never approached anyone. It never seemed to react to being seen. It simply traversed. One particular account stands out, told by a young woman named Sarah Jenkins, who was working at a small bookstore in Fairhaven at the time. She lived in one of the older apartments downtown, and one chilly November evening, she was walking home from her late shift. The fog had rolled in thick and fast, reducing visibility to mere feet. The street lamps became hazy halos, and the sounds of the town were muted. Sarah remembers feeling an unnerving sense of stillness. As she rounded a corner onto a quieter residential street, she saw it. There, gliding almost effortlessly down the middle of the road, was the Mistwalker. She froze, her heart hammering against her ribs. It was perhaps 20 yards away. She couldn't discern features, only the tall, elongated silhouette, darker than the fog around it, yet simultaneously part of it. It moved with an unnatural fluidity, a slow, deliberate drift. Sarah stood transfixed, unable to scream, unable to move. She described it as feeling less like a threat and more like witnessing a secret ritual, an ancient ballet performed for no one in particular. It passed her by, silent as a dream, its form subtly undulating within the vapor. Then, as if drawn back into the depths of the bay, it simply faded, absorbed by the encroaching mist, leaving Sarah alone on the silent street, trembling. What was it? A rare atmospheric phenomenon? A collective hallucination born from the eerie beauty of the Pacific Northwest? Or something else, entirely? Locals offered theories, ranging from a lost soul unable to find peace, to a cryptid native to the region's ancient forests and waterways, to even a trickster spirit playing games with human perception. The latter gained some traction among the more superstitious, given the entity's apparent harmlessness. It caused no damage, left no trace, and never seemed to engage directly. Its existence was purely observational, a silent testament to something beyond human comprehension. The local newspaper, the Bellingham Herald, ran a few skeptical articles, framing it as local folklore, a quaint mystery for Fairhaven. They interviewed a few bewildered residents, but without any physical evidence, the story remained firmly in the realm of anecdote. Yet, for those who saw it, the experience was profoundly real. It challenged their understanding of the world, reminding them that even in the most familiar places, secrets can lurk just beyond the veil of perception. As winter deepened, and the mists gave way to more frequent rains and sharper winds, sightings of the Mistwalker began to wane. By the time the spring of 1995 arrived, the phenomenon had all but ceased. Fairhaven returned to its normal rhythm, its quirky charm intact, its residents perhaps a little wiser, a little more open to the mysteries that shroud our world. But I assure you, the memory of the Mistwalker persists. Talk to enough long-time residents of Fairhaven, mention the autumn of 1994, and you'll often see a flicker in their eyes, a knowing nod, a quiet admission that yes, something truly strange drifted through their town. It wasn't a monster in the traditional sense, but something far more unsettling, an entity that moved through our reality like a whisper, leaving behind only questions and the haunting impression of an unknown presence. The story of the Mistwalker of Fairhaven, 1994, serves as a poignant reminder. It tells us that not all mysteries reveal themselves in daylight. Some prefer the cloak of twilight, the embrace of the fog, to dance on the periphery of our vision, reminding us that the world is far stranger and more beautiful than we often allow ourselves to imagine. And sometimes, the most profound encounters are the ones that leave us with more questions than answers, compelling us to look closer, to listen more intently to the whispers from the dark. What do you believe moved through the mists of Fairhaven that year? Was it an illusion, a shared dream, or something truly inexplicable? The answer, like the Mistwalker itself, remains elusive, carried on the very winds that sweep across Bellingham Bay. Thank you for joining me on this journey into the unknown. Until next time, keep your eyes open and your mind receptive to the whispers that surround us.